Hello, and welcome to Who Would You Do with Robin and Josh.
Where the answer is never Robin or Josh.
And we are here bringing you a regular run-of-the-mill episode.
Another one in the pantheon of episodes we do.
It's definitely not special at all. It's just a regular run-of-the-mill episode.
Nope. For the very first time ever on Who Would You Do, we have an unspecial episode.
It's regular. And we're going to do fast food mascots.
We're going to be the very first people to ever consider doing fast food mascots. We're kind of pioneers here on the show.
We're definitely pioneers.
We're revolutionaries in the who would we fictionally have sex with community.
I would say that there's really no way to overstate how important we are.
The world is filled with people I could only imagine having sex with.
And we will do so with several here on the show.
I hope one day we could do a show called, like, Who Did We Do?
I wouldn't want to do that show.
It's a dream of mine just to have content for that show, just to be able to do an episode.
I think that's the opposite of most girls' dream. You want that show to be real short and not visible
just
to anyone.
Time, let's, like, flip it on its head and do a Who Did We Do episode, Ron. What do you say?
Now, look, I'm not here to say that our podcast has a lot of reach to the general world, but
or a lot
I'm
of value,
pretty,
or any value,
but specifically reach. But
are we contributing to the world in a positive way at all? Have we contributed positively to our community, Robin?
What's our community?
Just have we made the world a better place to live in at all?
Well, we didn't murder anyone during the hour we do this podcast every week.
Well, that all changes today.
On
a very special episode of Who Would You
Live
Do?
Murders. We're actually recorded, not even live. I don't have the tech to do that.
This week on Who Would You Do, we're going to murder someone.
No, but like I was saying, we don't have like a lot of reach to a big population, but if we did an episode called Who We Did Do, that would guarantee cause shit for both of us.
But we'd probably get more listeners than we do on a regular basis.
No, we'd get exactly the number of listeners of the people that were talked about, and then their close friends, and then we get a lot of irate emails.
It would just basically, however many Facebook friends we have added together, divide that by like four, and we'd get that many listeners.
No, because I don't think that a quarter of my Facebook friends care about who I had sex with.
No, I don't think they care. I don't think any of my friends care who I had sex with. But I think a quarter of them might listen.
Just for shits and giggles.
Because I think if, I don't know, would you listen? If you saw a friend post, who did I do? Wouldn't you listen? Even if
I guess
you didn't
I would.
Really care about them?
I guess I would.
Just
but
to
no,
find some shit out.
Only for, like, 20 friends,
That's
though.
Why Howard Stern's show gets so many listeners and ours get none.
Ours doesn't get none. Ours gets 100.
That's the only reason why we're getting 100 instead of a million. If we switched it up with Howard Stern and he was all fictionalizing his thing, yes, we can invent words here on Who Would You Do.
Is that what Howard Stern does? He makes up sex that he
No,
had?
He doesn't. That's why people listen to his show. We do, and that's why nobody listens. That's what I'm trying to say, Robin. That's what I'm trying to get at.
I don't want to be anything like Howard Stern, even though I already have his hair, kind of.
Yeah, there's a couple of things I would trade. His hair definitely being one of them.
But would you switch places with Howard Stern?
I mean, like, what do I have right now? Why would I say no? I mean, I'm not saying I'm saying yes. I'm just asking why should I say no. Why would I? My goal is to be the king of all media, and he is the king of all media.
Okay, let me rewrite that question. I'm not saying, like, you swap bodies with him right now. I'm saying you switched places when he was, like, your age, and you can only do the path that he wants to do. So, like, would you give up the chance to do directing or comedy to have that radio show, and it
well,
has to be
does,
about sex?
He does do comedy.
What?
And I already do a less popular radio show about sex. It's not even on the actual radio.
Our show is classier than Howard Stern's show.
Is it?
Yes.
Does it have to be?
What do you mean? Do you want to make it less
will
classy?
Will it continue to be?
Yeah.
Let's say we start having guests. Is it gonna get less or more classy?
Well, none of the guests are going to be strippers, so it's going to stay more classy.
People out there, if you're listening and you want to be a guest, we need guests on our show.
As long as you're not a stripper.
I think a stripper would be an interesting guest.
If you want to replace Robin for a week and do the podcast somewhere else so a stripper doesn't sit in my chair, then sure.
Oh, they can sit in my chair.
Ew.
while I sit in my chair. In fact, if there was a stripper in the apartment right now, that's probably where she'd be sitting.
That's called a whore, Josh. That's not a stripper that voluntarily came here.
Oh, that's what they're called.
Yeah, so gross.
I gotta retell my friends all those stories about those times I slept with strippers.
Oh my god.
It was so cool. I paid her for a lap dance and then we had sex. It was great. Just kidding, world.
Speaking of paying for things that are bad for you, fast food.
Fast food.
And their mascots.
And their mascots.
What do we want to start with?
Well, there's way more dude mascots than the one female mascot that there is.
Right.
So I'm going to throw one out at you. Just let's you know, we were just talking about the king of all media. Let's talk about the king of all fast food mascots, Ronald McDonald.
I mean, all clown makeup removed and wigs removed and costume removed. He's probably kind of hot.
Interesting perspective, because yeah, you know, I can see what you're saying. He's very tall,
right?
He's well kept.
He's loaded. Yeah,
he is a mega celebrity. He'd probably be very good for your career,
right?
Probably come up with a great bunch of material about it.
Yeah, yeah. You know? So like the guy that plays Ronald McDonald, probably totally fine.
You could eat at one of the world's classiest restaurants for free all the time.
That's right. You can go and visit. I mean, there's probably, like, do you think that at McDonald's, like, events, or this really applies for everything, that they would have, like, that food served there? Like, when McDonald's has a company picnic, is the caterer McDonald's?
No. Well, wait.
I bet it might be.
I feel like the people that run McDonald's know better than to eat at McDonald's. I feel like owning McDonald's is like owning a cigarette company.
But I bet you people that work in cigarette companies smoke. You don't think so?
I mean, it's like, I feel like it's like this, you know, we know that cigarettes give you cancer, but they know that cigarettes give you cancer.
See, I bet people do smoke, though. At cigarette companies, because like there's got to be some people who like really believe in what the work is.
Are the people that own McDonald's obese?
Ooh, I don't know. Maybe. I bet some of them are. I bet some of them love McDonald's and go there a lot and are really unhealthy.
Is McDonald's like worse for you than eating just other hamburgers and french fries, or just hamburgers and french fries bad for you?
It depends on where you go. And it's all about rationing, right? Like, McDonald's is fine for you if you have it once in a while. It's all about the overuse of it and the lack of other nutrition. Like you're not, if you just eat a hamburger and fries, you're not really eating vegetables or fruit.
Aren't potatoes vegetables?
I guess they're fried, but they're not, that's like a starch. It's technically a vegetable, but it's not giving you those veggie nutrients.
Sure, I didn't get a degree in chemistry.
Where we learned about potatoes. Most of chemistry is learning about potatoes.
So that's what I always assume.
But, okay, off that tirade, I looked up a couple of the people that played Ronald McDonald. And, yeah, they're all pretty traditionally good-looking. So if we could date just the guy that plays Ronald McDonald, probably. Although that's, like, a really weird job. That's, like, more than you know how, like, doctors, if you go to a party and, like, what do you do? Oh, I'm a doctor. You'd all ask all these questions. If you fucking went to a party and you said your name was Ronald McDonald, that was, like, your job, you modeled as Ronald McDonald, there would be... You couldn't leave the party. They'd, like, ask so many questions.
So what's it like being a mega superstar, Mr. McDonald?
For, like, a creep. But, I mean, with the outfit, he's so creepy. Is that what clowns used to look like?
So you would... There's no way in hell you would sleep with him if you met him in the makeup.
No. And if I was dating him and I had to see him in the makeup, it'd be really upsetting for me. Like, it's so gross looking. I'd be like, I can't believe I'm having sex with that thing. Just, yeah.
Would you, what kind of pun would you be like, let's see, break out the french fry, or?
Oh my god. No, there would be no puns because
try to avoid thinking about what he actually does for a living?
I mean, he's got to live in a mansion, right? Like, I know Flo from...
You just be happy that he's bringing home the bacon cheeseburger.
Oh my god. Josh just slapped his own knee. and that stupid fucking red hair. Yeah, it's pretty bad. All right, so moving along. Would you like to go to the other redhead on our list?
The only female.
Yes.
Fast food restaurant mascot.
So what about Wendy?
Well, considering she's like 12.
Is she?
Yes. No, I'm, she's a little girl. Maybe she's probably not even 12.
Maybe she's like 17.
So let's assume adult Wendy. Assume adult Wendy, yeah, doesn't adult actually Wendy. Eat at Wendy's and keeps fit.
Right.
I got kind of a redhead thing.
Really?
I guess, you know, I just kind of got to have like a vagina thing.
Ew. It's gross. She has freckles, though. Are you into that? And her hair is really wild looking.
No, she's, I can see Wendy growing up into an attractive, redheads, I have no problem with redheads. Gingers not freak me out at all. I find it, they freak me out a little bit, but, no, I'm not biased against gingers, as attracted to them as anyone else.
Yeah, but have you seen her little outfit she's wearing? Because she's wearing a shirt that, but there's... It goes all the way up her neck into her chin.
She's wearing a shirt that says, "I'm saving myself for marriage."
Yeah, and then a couple years after I'm married, just to lock in.
Just because she's saving herself for marriage doesn't mean that I'm against being the one she breaks her rule with.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, because that shirt says, "I really love Jesus."
That shirt also says, "I went to an all-girls school. Please help me."
That shirt also says, "It's 1830.
It's 1830? Yeah. Oh, it's 18. The date. I thought you were, like, saying army time for
no.
6:30. It's 6:30 army time. Time for love, Megan. I guess 1830 would be time for dinner. Time for some Wendy's.
Delicious Wendy's. So you're down with Wendy.
I'm down with older Wendy. I'm not down with child Wendy.
The thing about it also is all of these people... No matter how you break it down, they're super loaded because they're like the mascot of this huge, powerful chain.
Do you think Dave Thomas would accept me or would have accepted me?
That's the dad of Wendy?
Yeah.
I gotta go with no.
Well, he's dead now.
Right, so I guess then passively he might accept you.
Why would Dave Thomas accept me? What's wrong with me that I'm not good enough for Wendy?
All right, let me ask you this. What would you
besides
require...
Besides being a heathenous Jew.
Besides that. Leaving that just aside. What, if you were Dave Thomas, what would you require of your daughter to get married?
Well, I imagine that if I was Dave Thomas's daughter, I probably would have somewhat of a weight problem. When I'm older, as Dave Thomas has somewhat of a weight problem. So... I'd mostly require that you're a male who's interested in marrying my daughter.
No, you'd require them to be hella rich.
Why would they have to be hella rich?
Because you wouldn't want them to get married to anyone that's going to take all your money you worked on getting.
It's not her money yet.
But it will be. You know that it will be, so you know. It's just a wealth thing.
Do I seem like the type of person who's just after someone's money?
Anyone without money seems like that person to Dave Thomas.
And if I was getting married to Wendy, considering the high probability that she grows up to be somewhat overweight, Dave Thomas would definitely assume that's why I'm all about it.
But, okay, so all in all, you like Wendy. Wendy.
The hypothetically thin, attractive redhead version of Wendy, yes.
The animated version.
But the... probably realistic version of Wendy now.
Okay.
Actually, thinking about it, there was a commercial with real Wendy, and she was overweight.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's very upsetting. I just imagine that she'd be very pretty.
Oh, let me see. I don't think she has red hair. I think she's blonde. Let me see. See if I can find a picture of her real quick, and we can have some dead air time on our show.
So, listeners, how are you doing right now? Are you doing well? I hope that this message finds you with peace. And serenity.
Yeah, here we go. That's Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy, she looks like she eats a lot of hamburgers.
she's holding a double... In the picture, the first picture that popped up is her holding, like, a double burger with cheese and stuff.
She looks extremely happy about it. Well, what else do you expect? Your dad started a burger business.
She looks like a, like a, she looks like the mom of, like, I can picture her kid being like a short, or like a, like a tall, chubby kid with like a bowl cut. Looks, I mean, like that, looks like that kid's mom.
What do you expect to look like if
doesn't,
you're...
He doesn't have good eye-hand coordination.
What do you expect to look like if your father has the genetics that lead him to a path of burgers? Like, you have half genetics of just burgers. Like, out of everything you want to do, that's all you want to do. Don't look at more pictures of Wendy.
Sorry. I'm obsessed. Oh, what leads you to do that? Just the fact that you're like, oh, McDonald's did really fucking well.
No, I'm saying if you're Wendy, it's not your fault that you're obese, because your dad has genetics that love hamburgers more than anything else.
He's got to fight against that. Diabetes is one of the number one epidemics in the world.
As Josh knows.
As I know, not that I have diabetes yet, but I'm predisposed.
That sucks.
Wendy is probably predisposed. Just by virtue of her genetics, so you have to take care of yourself.
Do you know if the dad has diabetes? You just assumed, right, because she's overweight, that she's predisposed towards diabetes?
I don't remember what the statistics are, but it's like a high percentage of people contract diabetes, and the way you do that is by being overweight.
That sucks.
It's unfortunate.
All right. Curtain closed on Wendy.
And diabetes talk.
Yes.
All right, moving on. One of the ones I'm most excited for and most interested in asking you about is one of my favorite mascots, mm-hmm. Jared from Subway.
Of course. The classic mascot.
So Jared, is that all Jared eats? Is like
Subway?
If you could be, all right, here's a question for you. You could be a multi-millionaire. You could maybe have, like, I'll give you, like, $50
million. $50 million.
But you're only allowed to eat Subway.
For the rest of my life.
Basically.
And I have no influence over...
You could have breakfast.
Okay, and then Subway for lunch and dinner.
Yes.
And I have no influence over what Subway offers.
No, you basically, you have the Subway menu right now. You're always eating Subway sandwiches. You could, like, eat, you don't have to have a sandwich... You could, like...
Have the soup.
You could just eat whatever ingredients in any way you want to from what Subway offers. You could put it together any way you want. You could turn it into, like, a Subway burrito bowl, if you can do that somehow. But you're only allowed to use the Subway ingredients available to you at Subway.
Okay. And I can... I have complete access to any Subway ingredients. But
you have $50 million, and you can do whatever else you want to do with that money, except for eat food that's not Subway.
Is it tax-free?
The $50 million?
Wait, 15 or 50?
50. Okay. After taxes.
It's 50 after taxes. I gotta go with yes.
You just eat Subway for the rest of your life.
Sorry, one more question. For breakfast, can you eat anything you want to?
It's gotta be breakfast food.
Okay, so I can have waffles, but I can't have a steak.
Correct. You could have, like, a T-bone steak and eggs, but you have to eat it in the morning.
Okay. I mean, can I still drink?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think I would say yes. Because that's an incredibly large amount of money.
You see, but like, so much of, like, happiness for me revolves around eating delicious food.
I guess I am saying that, but my biggest expense right now is eating out. And definitely. I hate Subway.
Definitely.
But...
What else are you going to do with that movie? Go with money. Go see movies? Buy a nice house where you have to eat Subway every day?
You could travel. If you go to India, is there a Subway there
marry
for you?
Some, you don't even want to marry a Brazilian supermodel or anything. You just want to do that you could probably marry if you had no money.
But it's so much
what
money.
What do you gain with that money?
You can have freedom. You can freedom quit to, your job.
You don't have freedom because you can quit your job. So would you eat Subway every day for the rest of your life if you just didn't have to have a job?
Yes. I hate my job. I don't want to get another one. I don't want to have
I'm
a
not
job.
Saying you don't have to. You your job is your choice right now. You could have a different job.
But I don't want any job. I just want free money. And this provides me for that. I mean, because view it another way. What would you rather have? Your time spent? Like, so for the sacrifice of bad food, you also have 40 hours a week for the rest of your life freed up. Wouldn't you rather have that?
You know, I don't know. I would just get so fucked. I would regret my decision so hard after like a week.
Also, the thing is that,
like, just think about how hard you're going to regret the Subway decision after a week.
Also, it's healthy. If it was like McDonald's, I probably couldn't do it for health reasons. But like, it will keep you on a diet. And like, when I turn 40, I'm not going to be able to eat candy when I want to anymore. I'm going to have to do stupid yoga. And this way, it's like easier.
We were eating at the delicious Thai restaurant last week in my office.
You could have Thai breakfast.
And we got it like, no, I'm just saying we got the delicious Thai restaurant like 4 days in a row for various reasons that I won't bore our audience by getting into. And I was so fucking sick of it. And that was like delicious Thai food that I could order whatever I want off of the delicious Thai menu.
That's another way to view it. Think about like how many people in the world would take that deal, because Subway is better than all the food they'd ever have. And $50 million, a lot of money. That's set for life. How many hours of your life will you spend doing a job that you fucking hate? Like, you wouldn't trade that in just for lunch and dinner?
Yeah, the job that you hate would be eating fucking Subway for the rest of your life.
But you'd lose a lot of weight. You'd be really trim because you wouldn't want that fucking disgusting Subway.
But you wouldn't necessarily be healthy.
Yeah, I would. I mean, you have really healthy options. I would, like, learn how to... I would buy a personal trainer for one of my many dollars that I have, and I would, like, have him... I'd buy have a fucking chef take the Subway ingredients and then change it into something that was, like, as palatable as possible and, like, grind it up all into a shake and then just chug it, and then I'd be healthy.
Shake is going to be healthy by mixing of Subway products. You're going to put like pickles and turkey and mayo into a blender, and it's going to be your delicious health shake. It's going to make the $50 million you have seem worth it.
No, they have cucumbers and tomatoes, right?
Yeah.
So you do cukes and tomatoes.
Cukes and tomatoes.
You do some lettuce.
I like your cucumber slang.
Yeah. You throw in like a nice like vinaigrette, and then you have toasted bread on the side. And you just down it. You're like
tossing a couple uns.
Exactly. Think about picks, how many times.
Tossing some picks.
Your life could just throw you some crazy ass thing, like having to go through chemo or having like a gluten allergy or like a real allergy that would like fuck up your shit, and you would just have to take sacrifices like this anyway. So for $50 million, what would you do if you got $50 million? You could make a feature film.
What would you do?
What would you do? Yeah, what would you do if you got $50 million?
$50 million would be great. Just like the commitment to Subway. God, it just seems like marrying Subway for its money. It's just not real. There's no love.
I mean, I guess
I would. The second I did it, I would immediately hate Subway, and there would be a part of me that was just unhappy.
I already hate Subway.
I'm just saying, the second it happened, there would be a piece of me that just was filled with unhappiness.
Okay, you bring up a good point.
Like, there's a part of me right now that has a job and, like, has to work and do this 40-hour-a-week grind, but there's the belief in my head that at some point I could have everything I want and be a happy person. The second I have to eat Subway for the rest of my life, there is no part of me that ever could be 100% happy and content. Every time I had to sit down and fucking eat a meal, I would want to stab my eye with a fork.
And you'd look really good because you'd be so skinny.
But I wouldn't give a fuck. I have $50 million. What do I need to look good for? I can have anything I want except good food. I have picked good food over women in my life on plenty of occasions. It's basically a life decision I've made, is good food over women.
I mean, I guess, yeah.
If I ate less good food, I'd probably be in better shape and more hireable in other jobs just because I'm more pleasant to look at. This is already a decision I've made in my life.
I guess, also, if I had $50 million, it'd be really hard to go to open mics. You'd be like, why am I here? I should just be getting a massage.
You'd just be paying people to come to shows.
No, but think about all the things you... I think if you really loved travel, but if you travel, a lot of it is good for
travel. You're in Italy eating a fucking Subway. And also, your family isn't under these rules. So they're like, you're not like punishing your family by forcing them to own leads that way. Or are you? Have you become this spiteful, horrible old rich person that just makes their family eat Subway all the time?
You that's want all to you come eat. To Italy?
Subway again. Ugh. Hate you, Mom.
But think about how, I don't know. But think about fucking moving into your sweet ass house in Beverly Hills. That's pretty awesome.
Whatever, who cares? Like, does a house really make you happy? If you're in a gigantic house by yourself with a Subway sandwich, are you a happy person?
You can come hang out with me in my house.
Yeah, I'll hang out with you.
There's only like, Subway.
Like, what is really making you happy? Does a nice house make you happy?
I don't know,
does
I never had one.
$50 make you happy? You know what makes me fucking happy?
Subway sandwich.
No, a delicious bowl of pasta. That makes for 30 minutes, for about 5 minutes, 5.5 minutes, I am as happy as can be with a delicious bowl of pasta in front of me.
Okay, fine, and think about it the other way. Think about if you really had this offer on the table, and then next time you couldn't fucking go to a restaurant because you're too broke and you had to pay your rent, and you just thought about you could have had $50 million. Think about the next time as you're fucking grinding the mold going on your bathroom that was there one day ago that you already grinded it, and you're on there smelling the fucking shit smell, and you're just like, I could be in Bel Air. I could be in Timbuktu. I could be in Tokyo. Doesn't matter. I could be anywhere, but I'm here because I want to eat a fucking Chipotle burrito? That's what you're switching up?
My job buys me delicious lunches every day. Delicious lunches that make being there not so unpleasant. And Subway, I'm just saying, like, I like Subway. I like Subway once in a while. If I have Subway, I don't want to have Subway again for a couple of days.
I hate Subway. I hate Subway, and I don't know. I don't know if you could decide.
I'm just saying, you were talking about, like, your travel. Again, ruins travel. Like, what is half of the point of travel?
I guess your life is pretty, like, boring if you take out all food choices.
Food is the number one want in the world, over sex, over everything. You want food, and you don't want it to be fucking Subway. You eat Subway because you have to eat Subway. You eat Subway because you're trying to lose weight. You don't eat Subway because it makes you super happy. You eat Subway because you saw a fat guy walk to it every day and get skinny-ish.
Well, what if you just didn't have to eat? What if you didn't have to eat? What if you could only eat breakfast? What if you could eat whatever you wanted to as long as it was before 10 a.m. and then you couldn't eat again until, like, what if you could only eat between the hours of 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. and then you just weren't hungry besides whatever you ate then? And whatever, you don't have to eat at all, but whatever you eat between 9 and 10 doesn't make you gain weight or anything.
Wait, I don't understand. Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. So I'm basically saying you're talking all this smack about Subway. Let's get rid of the Subway. Let's say your body no longer requires food, but you're still, if you want the taste of it, can eat in between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Would you take that for $50 million?
My body no longer requires food?
Right, so you can go the rest of your life and not eat anything. But you still have the emotions towards it. And if you see a piece of chocolate cake, you
but
like
it. But that's weird because so much of food is
being
part
hungry.
Of it. It's like, yeah, it's like I'm not like delicious. Well, I sort of am like delicious food is in front of me. I'm going to eat it. But I want delicious food when I'm hungry.
Okay, let me edit that then. You never put another piece of food in your mouth, and you also don't want food. What if you take away the sensation of hunger, and you just live the rest of your life?
So yeah, then it's all about sex, and $50 million will go a long way.
So you would take that to get rid of the desire of food, and you could kind of remember...
To get rid of the desire of food? I mean, what is food like? How much would you pay to, like, how much would drug addicts pay to get rid of the desire for heroin?
So you're saying that you don't even want the desire to want food.
I mean, if I could just
you don't think
be
it would,
healthy...
You don't think it would detach you emotionally from other people?
Well, I mean, you do realize that food is essentially a drug. It's something that our body needs and craves because we're addicted to it.
I mean, no, that's an inaccurate
we
description.
We couldn't survive without it.
Well, right, that's much different than a drug.
But we become... But it's like an addiction, in a way, because our body craves and needs it. Just like your body craves and needs... drugs when you're addicted to drugs. It's like people crave a cigarette. You know, that people that are addicted to cigarettes are like a meal to them. It's like just something they need to get through their day. Even though they don't need it. They need it. You know?
Yeah, but that's
so
different.
Food is something you need. But I mean, yeah, it's hard to imagine a world where we don't get hungry, but I don't wake up thinking about food. I mean, I wake up and I eat. I actually eat breakfast. I force myself to eat breakfast because it's healthy to eat breakfast. I don't usually wake up wanting to eat.
Yeah. So you would get rid of that.
It's food is something I only think about when I'm hungry. If I just could get rid of being hungry, I'd never think about food and it wouldn't be a problem.
All right.
It's like, but if the choice was getting rid of wanting to eat food versus getting rid of wanting to have sex, I'd almost get rid of wanting to have sex because I have less control over that.
Of when you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
Just become a woman. Ba-doom-tsh.
But not one that looks like real Wendy.
Oh my god. You would get rid of the desire to have sex? No, you wouldn't. Because you right now would feel bad if you got rid of that.
But only because I know what it is.
But if you... I don't know. I feel like if you got rid of any of that stuff, it would just make you less human in some way.
Well, I mean, all this stuff is what makes us human. All this stuff is what gives us the will to do anything.
Right. Yeah, I mean, like, if you didn't want food or...
If I didn't want to eat nice food and have great sex, I wouldn't care to, like, work hard and become who I want to be.
Yeah, you'd have no drive to live. Mm-hmm. Just, like, look... I mean, yeah, I guess you'd have to have kids or something. The only way to foster care.
Like, one of those animals that just has sex to have kids.
All animals? Besides dolphins?
And humans.
And humans.
I was reading this thing the other day. Speaking of dolphins, we're reading this thing. I'm trying to remember where and how this was being talked about. But something about these sailors that were like fucking dolphins.
Lots of people are fucking dolphins, and dolphins are fucking lots of people.
What do you think is the number one question asked when someone finds out you fucked a dolphin?
How big was it?
No. Blowhole or vagina?
Ew.
I mean, no, I'm just saying that was, like, the big question. I'm trying to remember where that was.
You can't fuck their blowhole. They can't breathe.
Do you think someone fucking a dolphin cares about the well-being of the dolphin that they're
having sex with?
The dolphin
is more powerful than any human.
In what way?
First of all, you can't fuck a dolphin if it's on land, because it'd be, like, dying and flopping around. So you're fucking it in the water, and it weighs, like, way more than you. It can just beat you around.
You can fuck a dead chick. You can fuck anything.
Haven't you heard about dolphins raping people?
Really? Dolphins rape people?
Yeah. Dolphins are all about raping people.
Really?
You know, dolphins...
How does that work?
Dolphins' penises are like... you know how your tongue is a muscle, but you can move it in any way you want to?
Dolphins' penises can do that?
Yeah.
Imagine if men's penises could do that.
I just feel like they just make you come faster.
Make us come faster?
Yeah. How could it do anything besides that?
You don't think
it
would make you come faster?
I guess... Yeah, that's true. That'd be pretty good, I guess.
You're like, nothing can make me come fast.
Yeah.
No, I'll drop that.
Drop
those
that.
Jokes.
Oh, yeah, that's also, just for the listeners, that's Josh's favorite thing to do, is say everything but, and then act like he said nothing. There's so many times we'll be sitting here in the apartment, and we're getting into some fight, and he goes, you know what, Robin, you're being such a you know what? I'm not even going to say it. And I'm like, fuck you, Josh. If that's what your fucking plan is, you need to realize that before you start that sentence.
Robin, quit. Never mind. let's move on.
It's your turn to ask me one.
So...
Oh, no. You asked me Jared. I would never answer
you answered fucking Jared.
Jared. Looks boring. Jared looks like he has nothing to say besides, did you know I lost weight at some point? First of all, remember, at one point in time, Jared was not Jared. He was just a dude named Jared, and that was his big scheme.
He was a fat guy named Jared.
He was a fat guy named Jared.
I have a friend who was at, like, a club, and he saw Jared there with some girls. I was like, Jared's rolling in. Like, P. Diddy and Jared were hanging out.
I mean...
Jared is one of the strangest celebrities in the world. It's fucking Jared.
He's so famous.
There should be a season of The Bachelor with Jared.
Oh my god. You know, I bet Jared has a really rotten personality from being so famous for so many years.
Secret millionaire Jared.
There should be a porn with Jared.
Do you think Jared owns Jared's?
Jared's Diner.
Oh, with the diamonds.
Also, how is it? His look is, like, nerdier than Bill Gates. His look is khakis with a fucking brown belt and a blue, like, button down that's buttoned all the way up.
His look is luckiest fucking person on earth.
He, you know what he looks like? A chemistry professor. That's how all chemistry professors look. Like fucking Jared.
He looks like the fucking dude from Breaking Bad that got killed.
Gil? Yeah.
He doesn't even look like Gil. He just feels like Gil.
Gil felt like a lot of chemistry professors. I mean, and like, it's like him with those pants. Was weight loss really so new?
Do you think Jared would be into you now? Jared would have definitely been into you then.
Ugh, that'd be annoying.
Is that annoying that Jared...
What if Jared was in love with some bitch and then that's why he lost all the weight?
Well, is Jared just able to crush Mad Puss because he's Jared?
Who, what, you describe the girl to me that wants to fuck Jared.
I just feel like there's plenty of them out there.
I feel like...
I don't think there's plenty of girls out there that are like going to bed thinking, oh man, I really want to fuck Jared. But I just think there are plenty of girls that see Jared and they're like, well, of the people here, he's Jared.
Okay, I'll give you that. He is Jared. And I bet that he's got to have so much fucking money. So I bet that he does, like, roll big. Big baller.
Yeah.
Like, was he really, like, in a club, like, partying? Does he wear that fucking khaki and the belt and the shirt tucked in?
Yeah, my friend texted me a picture of him and Jared. Jared took a picture with him. I guess Jared's that
Jared
cool.
Jared is fucking recognizable. If I saw him, I wouldn't know where I knew him from, though. Maybe.
I'd be like, that's Jared.
Jared. Okay. First Jared, of all, Jared. Yes. Okay, so Jared, obviously, if you like worked in an office with him before he lost the weight, loves you.
So I'm just saying, like, if you were single.
Yeah.
And you were out with your girlfriends. And Jared from Subway hit on you.
How old is Jared?
I mean, he's a little older than us, but, you know, he's not so much older than us.
Let's 1970. He's only 10 years older than me. 77?
He's only 10 years older than
me. Jesus Christ, he's young. He must have lost that weight when he was super young.
When he had a metabolism. So let's see him do that Subway diet today with that weight.
Wow. He was 22 when he lost all the
Jared has accomplished weight. Goals in his life. But Jared has goals and he's accomplished
I
them.
Never gained the weight. So doesn't that count as double the goal? I didn't gain the
you
weight.
You have genetics. I've seen you eat, Robin. It's an anomaly that you haven't gained the weight.
You don't see me purge afterwards. Bulimia joke. Okay. Jared was 22 when he lost that weight?
I'm saying... You're single, you're out with your girlfriends at a club, and Jared decides to hit on you.
You know, my boyfriend used to be hella fat, and he should have just fucking done the Jared
so you're
plan.
Basically dating
I
Jared.
Could be living in some mansion right now. No, because he probably wouldn't have liked me if he would have all those other weight loss issues.
If instead of Jared from Subway, it was Aguirre from Subway.
Aguirre from Subway.
It's Aguirre from Subway.
What? What'd you say? What was that? Subway's opening Greek food.
You too can lose all the weight, just like Aguirre did.
Aguirre. Okay, Jared. I'm at a club. Sorry, he's only 10 years older than me. Oh my god, I can't believe that.
At a club.
Okay. He's 6'2". He's tall. Fuck.
He's tall too.
Is Jared smart? But what does he do? Is his job public speaking, like about weight loss?
I mean. I bet Jared knows some jokes.
Does he live in L.A.? Could I date Jared?
He's probably got sort of a personality.
Oh, he's Jewish.
Jewish.
Like that. He's married. Okay. Oh, but he did a divorce. The divorce. Oh, no. And now he's remarried.
Okay. So Jared's single. You're single. You're out of the club. It's Jared from Subway.
Going to say if he has a nice personality, I feel like I have to say yes.
He fits your profile.
I did say he looked like a chemistry professor.
That's what I was thinking when you said that.
Fuck! I did not know I would fuck Jared. You learn a lot during this podcast.
You do.
If you had just asked me outright, I'd be like,
well,
no.
You really learn a lot about me. Whatever needed to be learned about me was pretty much learned in the first episode of this podcast.
And he's 6'2". Wow. All right. But he did have a divorce, so maybe he has issues. But he's still married to his second wife.
Yeah, and he commits.
Wow.
Not just trying to go around living off his Jared fame.
I think that's exactly what he's trying to do.
I mean, like just banging chicks with his Jared fame, not trying to lock it down. Or did that trick try to lock down the Jared fame?
You know what I am, baby? You know who I am? You recognize me? I'm Jared.
That's Jared. You know that's Jared thing, right?
No.
You've never...
I've just been letting you do it.
It might be a commercial that's only in Florida.
It's about Jared?
There's some jewelry store called Jared's.
Jared Diamond, I think.
Yeah, yeah, Jared Galleria Diamond, yeah. Whatever. It's like, that's Jared. I just hear it in the... I just can't, the commercials for it play all the fucking time when I'm in Florida, and it gets so stuck in my head, because I have an Uncle Jared, who's also my doctor, so I always hear the commercial, and I think my Uncle Doctor, and, I always see him when I go home to Florida, to get checked up, so I'm just constantly like, that's Jared. It's real, listeners at home, just try it. Just go that's Jared. It's a lot of fun.
That's Jared. His title, he has an official title, the Subway Guy.
So, Ronald, so you won't have sex with professional athletes.
No,
but you'll have sex with Ronald McDonald
without makeup.
And Jared,
without makeup.
So far, we've learned these are the people that Robin's not had sex with and has had sex with. I mean, not had sex with the people most women in the world are trying to have sex with, and the ones that Robin will have sex with: Mitt Romney, Ronald McDonald, and Jared.
No, not Mitt Romney, the other guy, Paul Ryan.
But you said yes to Mitt Romney, too.
Oh, yeah, he's kind of hot. His kids are kind of hot.
I was talking to someone
today. He's 60. He looks good for 60.
I was talking to our listener today, and he was telling me, he was making jokes about how you said you'd have sex with Mitt Romney.
If any women look deep inside their heart and imagine Mitt Romney when he's your age, you'd fuck him, too. So, that's all I have to say. You would have fucked Ann Romney if she was your age.
Fuck Ann Romney now.
Yeah, so there we go.
We've already established that I am, potential man whore if it was a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
If it was an option.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we finished Jared. All right. So now that we've talked about a real person and not just fake mascots... but see, we've covered the only other ones. We'll go with this one. What about the Popeye's chicken lady?
Popeye's chicken lady.
Yeah.
All right. You're sort of black.
Right. That's a very accurate description, actually.
she'd have to tell you, but if she told you, you'd be like, okay.
Your hair is too poofy.
You're sort of black.
I can sort of give you an answer.
Are the chicken commercials racist?
Well, if you did go on a date with, let's say, you and your friend, John Levy or Dave, was like, you know, I have this girl. I think she's really going to like you.
I like how John Levy is John Levy and Dave is Dave.
Dave was in the apartment. Okay, so let's say John Levy is like, hey, I got this girl. I know you're going to like her. Just go on a blind date, and you're like, okay, because whatever reason. So you get there, and you're hitting it off with the Popeye's chicken lady. She's laughing at all your jokes. She's just, you're really vibing. It's an hour into the date. Or no, how long could you last without being fried chicken? you would lay the most just stereotypey, racist-y, but trying to be joke, race joke down on her. And I wonder what her reaction would be.
And I'd be like, don't worry, my roommate's sort of black.
I mean, she probably has to deal with that shit. If she's a spokeswoman for Popeye Chicken, she's just talking about fried chicken all the time. She's gotten some racist-ass comments. I bet that there are a lot of black friends she has that don't like that she's doing that.
So you're saying, yes, it is racist.
I mean, it's definitely promoting stereotypes. But it'd also be kind of weird if they hired a white person to be like, fried chicken.
But how white do you think the people that own the Popeye's fried chicken chain are?
Oh, that's a good question. They're probably really Southern. They're probably white and Southern.
They probably... I'm not going to go there.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think, you know, I'd have to really defer to Chris Rock on this one. I hope
because you're basically white. You're basically white, but you're sort of black. So it's like, I feel like you're a difficult person to ask. Because you've never in your life really had to deal with racism. You've only had to deal with it on the level of people are being racist in front of you because they don't know that you're sort of black. But you've never dealt with any racism directed towards you.
Well, people could argue that you telling me that, it counts as a form of racism.
Well, no, I'm talking to you as from what you've told me.
Let's define the racism as, like, specifically people treating me poorly because they thought I was African-American. No.
Treating you differently because you're African-American.
Because I don't really look like that.
Like, you wouldn't be pulled over by a cop and treated like you're black.
No. But I have lots of, I guess, like, people don't accept that I am biracial, which certainly feels like a type of racism.
Because you look so white?
Because, like, what the view, what you should look like if you're biracial is a certain way. Like, I think that I totally fit the, you know, like, it's just a certain, I don't know, it's very, very delicate and tricky, and if anyone is mixed, they completely understand it, but if they're either all, like, identify as completely black or completely white, they often are just, like, uninformed and kind of hurtful. But moving away from that, our comedy podcast, I don't know about Popeye's chicken. You'd have to ask someone else. You have to get a survey. You'd probably get a bunch of answers.
Mm-hmm.
But would you do her? She's gonna bring you chicken.
There's like a... Like, no. I mean, the easy answer is no. She's not, like, that physically attractive.
She's supposed to be, like, the every woman.
Yeah, but there's like, a part of me... No. I don't know why I'm contemplating.
But she's
this.
Smiling. And also, in her, like, headshots that I found online by Googling her, she looks a lot better.
She's not unattractive for the look she has.
Right.
She is the Hollywood version of
that lady.
That lady.
Who hella likes chicken and is trying to give it to you.
But I'm not trying to have sex with any version of that.
If you're super drunk and you're hitting it off and you're really lonely, you'd bang her.
I don't really think so, no.
Really? Okay, so this is a hard no.
It's a no, yeah. It's a bet she's fun to hang out with, kind of.
Is she?
Probably not.
She's just a boring actress, probably.
Yeah.
But somehow got this Popeye's chicken job. All right.
She's no Jared. No Jared.
All right, you ask me one.
Oh, God. The one I've really been waiting to ask you the whole time is Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box got jokes. Jack in the Box got a nice-ass
house.
I almost feel like
you're really attracted to Jack in the Box.
Here's my question. You got to answer it for me. What the fuck are our kids going to look like?
Jack in the Box with Howard Stern's hair.
So they're not going to be like some deformed half-human, half-egg.
A human with like a gigantic nose, like pointy nose.
Are they going to be a freak? Are they going to be at a carnival? Because in the ads, the human is just this blonde bitch and then his kid looks exactly like him. So, like, what genetics did she contribute?
So, the kid looks just like him?
He has the round head, yeah. And he has a stupid kid that has an egg-shaped head.
Would that
head.
Bother you, that your kid looks like that? if it doesn't bother you that your husband looks like that, would
also,
it bother you that your kid looks like that?
If he's going to change expressions, do I have to turn my head away and look back away like in the commercials?
Are your child's career opportunities limited? Is he destined to the family business?
What's going
to
happen no matter what.
Is there really no one else to take that role?
Yeah, I mean, that's his fate, for sure. But he's going to be loaded and he has hella jokes.
But I bet he lives in a really funny house. Like, I bet his house is, like, full of, like, goof stuff.
Here's what I'm gonna say.
And I bet he's kind of a prick.
Yeah, he's wearing suits a lot of the time.
I just bet, like, the camera turns off and he's, like, Bill O'Reilly yelling at his crew and the camera's off.
It's just like, honey,
God damn, we gotta be professional! I'm not the only professional here!
Honey, why are you such a cunt all the time?
Like, such a... I can see him being such a passive-aggressive dick.
And then you look around, you look away, and you look back, and he has a big circle as his
He's that friend of yours that acts like he's so much better than you.
But he does have this empire he created.
And those dollar tacos are damn delicious.
Got it. Is he fully human? He is. It's just the head. He walks around. He seems able to see.
What are those dollar tacos made of? Have you had them?
Yeah, but a long time ago.
Like the meat in them is basically like looks like just refried beans.
But is it's they're like really good though, right? Isn't that the whole thing? Good. You know, my fellow comedian Matt Champagne was in a Jack in the Box commercial, and I looked, I like found it randomly, and I remembered it from my childhood. It was very exciting for me. He was driving a salad mobile. It was this huge car made of salad, and the salad was falling apart on the freeway.
Oh, you used to know the commercial as a child.
Yeah, and then I like met him, and then I like randomly was like, "Oh my god, he was the salad mobile guy."
His claim to fame.
He just told me how cheap all the set was. It looks really nice. And then he said that his hat he was wearing, it looks like a cherry, was just a dodgeball cut in half. They just put it on his head. So, Jack in the Box, I would definitely go on a date with him. I would definitely probably bang him to see what's happening there. And then we'd have to take it from there.
I'm trying to think of some other, like, really high-caliber people you've said no to.
But these people have jokes and they start an empire. They're also business people, right? They're going to be rich forever. An athlete might get hella poor.
It does feel like the Jack in the Box guy is the owner of Jack in the Box. It doesn't quite feel like Ronald McDonald owns Ronald McDonald. It definitely doesn't feel like the Popeye's Chicken lady owns Popeye's Chicken. But it seems like the Jack in the Box guy is at the head of those board meetings.
That's because he's in commercials being at the head of the board meetings. He seems very responsible. That's my big key thing, right?
Is Jack in the Box the lowest form of fast food?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell?
Yeah, they'll be on our Celebrity Dogs episode, though.
Yeah, because we're not doing bestialities in this one.
No, we're just doing Jack in the Box bestialities.
There is some term for being attracted to mascots, I think.
Mascotality. But yeah, I don't know, that hat can't come off, right? He always wears the hat?
Oh, it's like a furry.
Gross.
Being more a meta genre than a distinct genre, there's a considerable overlap between genres and fandom. Semi-serious term used to describe ignorant speculations about sexual attraction to mascots. Oh no, it's not furry. Hold on, I gotta look this up.
Did you find this out? And when you're looking for this episode?
No, I just I feel like I've known about this.
You've known about sexual attraction. But mascots are, like, all designed so that you like, you know, looking at them and stuff. They're all designed to be likable.
Fervert. A fervert.
That sounds made up.
Sexual attraction to mascots in non-furry contexts.
That's gross.
So, well, it's gross, but guess what, Robin? You're a fervert. Well, we've determined...
Whatever, you'd bang Wendy. If there were more girls, you would bang them all.
Well, I don't have to
Out of an animated one and a real one, you chose the animated one.
No, I chose a grown-up version
of the animated
one. I'm not having sex with the animated mascot, who's basically like Lisa Simpson and will never grow up because she's an animated at that age.
And no. You had the real Wendy and you said no. So out of all the people in the episode so far, the only one you said yes to was an animation.
No, a fictionalized grown-up version of that animation that doesn't exist.
Okay.
But you've said yes to every single one of them. You're a pervert.
But I wouldn't do Ronald McDonald. I'd only do the actor. If that was, like, his real hair, I'd tell him to go away.
Okay, but you would do Jack in the Box.
Yeah, and Jared's a person. Jack in the Box is the first one. And I wouldn't do the King from Burger King. He's disgusting.
Well, we haven't gotten there yet. As of right now, you're a pervert.
No, I wouldn't do that one.
We've learned.
He's disgusting. He's so scary.
Learned so much about you in this episode. We've learned that you have a weird, weird thing.
No. What if when I married Jack in the Box, I had to become that, and that in my head became a big sphere? That'd be terrible. What are you Googling?
I'm double checking my fervert.
That's okay. It doesn't matter.
No, fervert. Fervert's the answer. That's what the term is. Okay. Fervert.
Right.
Robin just got so upset that we did this episode.
We could talk about Carl's Jr., but they only pick super hot people. So, I mean, we talked about Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian.
Does that make me a fervert?
You would bang...
Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton were mascots for Carl's Jr.?
Yeah.
They are such trash. God, I love them. We already know about my feelings towards Kim Kardashian. We've explored it on many episode.
And Paris Hilton.
And if you don't know about it, please listen to more episodes of our podcast.
Including the Kardashian episode, one of our first.
So, God, you know, I try to have more integrity. But you can only try so hard.
Mm-hmm. Well, are there any other burning ones you want to ask me?
Oh, well, you already said no to the king. Why not the king? The king
he's
is
really scary.
He's the king.
And he has scary jokes and he just shows up in your bed. He's a date rapist.
He's a date rapist.
The king will date rate you so hard.
The answer is yes, you would have sex with the king. It would just be against your will.
Oh my God. And yes, I would press charges.
But he's the king. He's got diplomatic immunity.
Going back to Burgertonia.
He's the king of Burgerland.
Oh my God.
What about the Hamburglar?
Hamburglar, oh, he's an outlaw. I don't like that.
What?
Wouldn't do Grimace either.
What about Grimace?
No, and I wouldn't do the Colonel from KFC either.
No?
No, he's old.
What about when he was young?
He's a hella racist when he's young.
He looks like a character out of Django Unchained.
He's actively trying to get slaves when he's young.
He actively owned the Popeye's Chicken Lady's, like, great-grandma.
Oh. No, they were actually secret lovers.
They were secret lovers.
And they shared recipes with each other.
They birthed Jack in the Box.
Ew. I guess it's the no gender Domino's Noid.
The Domino's Noid. No, the Domino's Noid's definitely a dude.
Really?
Definitely.
So why?
The Domino's Noid.
Yeah.
Would you do the Domino's Noid?
No.
No?
He's a horrible... Oh, he's a guy. Yeah, I looked him up. He's the worst. He's really scary. His eyes aren't on the same level.
Don't you miss the Domino's Noid, though, kind of?
I actually was too young to ever know about it, I think. Or maybe just didn't have cable. But yeah, I only heard about the Noid on, like, Family Guy.
Of course, Family Guy.
Yeah.
Family Guy pulling out the Noid because it's funny to just mention things that aren't on the air anymore.
Yeah, that's a good rule of comedy. They're much more successful than us.
The Kool-Aid dude, I know this isn't a... Oh, like, should we save the Kool-Aid dude for whatever episode that makes sense for?
Yes. Fruit mascots.
We need to... We're getting to the point where we really need to hold on to whatever episodes we can come up with. No.
Alright, I feel good.
So it's time?
Yeah, it's time.
Let's marry, murder, and fuck one of these furries.
Oh my God. All right. Well, I guess I'll go first since there aren't very many for you. So I'm going to give you Wendy the Real Woman, Popeye's Chicken the Real Woman, or the Dairy Queen lips, and they're a woman. So it's just a pair of amorphous black lips.
Red lips.
With a black background. Let's just say they float along. And yeah, so it's just lips that can float, but they still have a personality and a pretty sassy personality, because those ads are always kind of sassy.
Well, since with the lips I feel like I can really just picture whatever I want, I guess I'd have sex with the lips. And I feel like real Wendy is definitely doing better than Popeye's Chicken Lady.
In terms of men?
Yeah, in terms of Dave Thomas is dead and she has all that money he didn't want me to have. And
right.
We get married and I have and she's cheat on her with the Dairy Queen lips.
It'd be really easy to hide that affair. Okay, just get under the pillow, stay there for a while.
Fly into my closet and hide there for a minute. And then just sneak out underneath the door. Oh. All right. So Ronald McDonald, the man,
the actor,
Jared, or the actor that portrays Ronald McDonald.
Okay. Jared, the real person.
Or Jack. Just you got those three.
And he's like, he really does head the company. He heads the company and he looks like that. Okay.
I'm just gonna say, Robin, you always complain that I make it really hard on you, but I picked the three people you said yes to.
Yeah, so I didn't complain. All right, so I wish I could have first dates with all of them.
I also feel like even though while you said yes to all three of them, the real honest answer for all three of them is no.
Really?
Except Jared, who's the only one that in all...
But you think I wouldn't fuck the Jack in the Box guy if that was a real thing that was happening.
God, you're such a pervert. It's ridiculous. You just, like, any joking doubts I had just now were proven by the fact that you were just like, you really think I wouldn't fuck the Jack? You, like, were daring me to challenge you to fuck the Jack in the Box guy. Like, you're actively seeking that out. You...
There are people that fuck people that weigh 800 pounds. There are people that fuck people that have no arms or legs.
Yeah, and you find all those people disgusting. And
the Jack in the Box guy is way better.
You want to fuck the Jack in the Box guy? People have nightmares about what you fantasize.
Fine, would you fuck a human woman with no arms or legs, or the Jack in the Box woman? If there was one. Who was wearing a hat with a little bit of hair coming out of it.
How hot is the woman with no arms or legs?
Not hot. She's regular.
How hot
it's windy
Jack,
with no arms or
how
legs.
Hot is the Jack in the Box woman with the face?
I feel like Jack in the Box...
Because the Jack in the Box guy is, like, technically a hot guy.
Yeah, it's her. It's a hot woman with a big sphere head.
So she's just a butterface, sure.
See what I'm saying? It's not that big of a stretch.
But that person doesn't exist. Jack in the Box does, and you want to fuck them, so you're a pervert.
You know, this show is an open space, and I don't appreciate your accusations and name-calling.
But I love how your answer to this is Jack from Jack in the Box. No, I haven't given you an answer.
But I haven't given you an
you're
answer.
You're only going to skew your answer now to skew it. You were all like, you're...
Jack no, you didn't the, think it was real. Okay, here's my breakdown.
All I'm saying is, of the three of them, the only one that you were really, like, excited to bang was Jack.
He has an empire he started. Ronald is just a fucking washed-up actor who got lucky. He's like a red-headed Flo.
He probably doesn't even do that well.
He doesn't even do that well because you know McDonald has some fucking labor thing that's stopping him from getting rich.
And they just replace him with someone else that looks similar.
They don't even look similar. I looked a bunch of them up. And they're not that hot.
They've replaced him once they got big heads.
So do a boring fucking... You can't even call him a character actor. A fake clown. He's not even a real clown. He's not a real actor. He's not a real mascot. He's just a fucking fake clown.
I want him dead.
Yeah. So Ronald McDonald, kill.
I want Ronald McDonald dead.
Killing Ronald McDonald. Now look, Jack in the Box has more money than Jared. Jack in the Box has the empire. He has a private jet. Jack in the Box is, like, creative. The thing is that Jack in the Box is a fictional character who's hilarious. He has hilarious ads. Those ads are always very funny.
They are. They're some of my favorite ads. Some of my favorite fast food.
And in the ads, he's also at home a lot with his wife, being nice. But I don't really want to fuck Jared.
So are we bringing Ronald McDonald's actor back to life to fuck him?
No, I'm gonna fuck Jared and marry Jack in the Box.
You're fucking Jared. You chose to fuck Jared over, like, a hot actor.
Jared's perfectly fine looking.
Fuck Jared like all the other dudes. You just bang. You're just like, yeah, he fits the type of guy I bang.
Yeah, it's predictable.
And then the woman's nightmare about fucking Jack in the Box.
That's not a nightmare.
Your ideal.
What are you talking about? He has hella jokes. Jared has no jokes. If I thought Jared had a good sense of humor,
I made a video of a woman waking up in bed with Jack in the Box, most women would find that to be a horror video.
How come there's a fucking national ad campaign for decades where it's very popular and everyone loves him?
Maybe, you know.
Because everyone loves him.
I'll post a thing on Facebook asking women whether or not they find Jack in the Box sexy, and no one's going to respond to it because we have only 16 followers and they
We can do it on our own personal Facebook pages, and I'm not saying. Okay, I've seen phrase it differently.
No one posts on any of my personal Facebook shit either.
Would you rather bang Jared from Subway or Jack from Jack in the Box? I bet people say Jack.
I've gotten to the point of being like afraid to post questions on Facebook.
So no answers.
I just don't want to deal with the depression of no one answering.
You give it 1 hour and then you take it off and it's not there anymore. That's my rule. I've done that before, don't worry. Facebook's a lonely place.
It's a real lonely.
It's also place. A place full of rants. Alright.
What is with all these people ranting on Facebook?
I don't know, but I can't even read my feed anymore.
I'm going to write a long ass rant about people ranting.
Yeah, let's rant about it on the podcast.
Alright. Good episode.
Good episode.
Long episode.
All right.
Surprising. Did not expect, anticipate such a long
episode. What we're talking about? We're talking about food. That's what got us.
Oh, yeah. The whole Subway section.
Great.
It was a good section.
Subway.
Right, this should be post podcast conversation.
Alright, goodbye. Goodbye. It can only be done.